Welcome back. We're here now with the Media Communications Advisory Board, and I'll turn the program over to them and allow them the opportunity to introduce themselves, and then you can do your presentation. Thank you.
Jim Kravitz, Chairman.
Maxine Jeswaldi.
Cameron Lassiter.
Don Herbert, Director of Public Information.
That's us.
Well, that's us.
Thank you. For presentation.
There we go.
Good night.
Well, obviously the biggest part of what we do is to communicate with the township and everyone who lives in it. We also keep a very open communication with the Board of Supervisors. And by communication, I mean all forms of media, not from, as we go through them, you'll see all the different ways we communicate, more so than just the LED sign. Can you go to the next slide? There we go. These are the current members of our board. We do have a vacancy, so if anyone is interested in applying, please do so. It's with a very heavy heart that I mentioned the passing of Howard Hoffman, our previous chairman of the board. He was a great asset to our board. He was just a great guy. He was a very happy-go-lucky kind of guy. He was funny. And he really is a great loss to the community as a whole. He knew so much Upper Marion history. It was amazing. He really will be missed, but and he did serve on a member of the board for 28 years. And I know he's up there somewhere asking, where's the steak special? but he will be missed.
I'd like to say I've been with the township. This summer will be 25 years. And Howard has been the board the entire time. And I miss him. Mm. It's his absence is greatly noticeable.
Absolutely. Okay, we'll turn it over to Francine.
Okay, so I am going to talk a little bit about the cable franchise fees. I'm not going to go through all these numbers, but you can see that overall the numbers have been going down. So our total is down about 6%. And if you go to the next slide, you can see the trends in terms of the monies that have been coming in. Obviously, people are cutting the cord, and so that's greatly affecting this stream here. So unfortunately, that's the reality of our situation, and that's where we are today. Next slide. We are currently negotiating the newest agreement with Verizon for that franchise agreement. So that's the basic status of that.
I want to talk about the exciting news about us in the middle of developing a new website, which I feel we're in great need of. The new website will have a more user-friendly interface. It'll have enhanced menus. It'll have improved search functions, which will also include a chatbot. We will also have an ADA compliance module, which is essential. We'll have a language translation feature through Google Translate, and residents will be able to set up accounts and customize dashboards that'll help their personal experience when they visit the website. There's a feature that allows for events, Google Maps, that'll be tying in with events to show where those events are occurring. We'll have an alert center if it's power outages, snow emergencies, things of that nature. And we'll also have expanded storage for larger files like development plans. We currently store outside of the website, but now we'll be able to make it more user-friendly and easier access with the new site. So we're in the process of development, and we're anticipating a mid-July launch, we're hoping. sometime in midsummer, but that's the goal at this point.
Don, if I may jump in for a second, I think this is the perfect time to remind the Board of Supervisors that the chatbot is going to need a name and that the Media Board is going to be running a chatbot naming contest, and they will come back to the Board of Supervisors with the 3 to 5 best submissions, and it will be up to the board to decide the name of the chatbot.
Where is the outreach going as far as who will be able to contribute suggestions?
You'd have to be a resident of the township.
And how? What is the process, though? Is it going to be something? How's it being put out to the public?
Through the newsletter, through social media. We're going to be advertising on the LED sign, every method we can get to our residents. I'm hoping you're going to announce it at one of the board meetings.
So I'm wondering what the time frame is, because we have to
I'm hoping we're going to have it up and ready to go for the next board meeting.
People can put their submissions in either through email, or they can even drop them off at the PIO office.
Oh, I hope everyone's participating. This could be fun.
I just gave them my suggestion.
Oh, you did? Oh.
It's a secret, I hope.
Tony.
Yes.
Tony Bob.
Tony Bob.
Tony,
I want to be first.
Gabadoomba.
Exactly. I just want to also say that was a heavy lift. So, you know, being new to the board, anytime you're evaluating vendors for a project like this, there's a lot of detail that has to go into it, a lot of like understanding the request for proposal and what the details were. I just want to commend Don and his team for really championing that and really getting us a very good product. We had two vendors that we thought were equal, and then when they came and did the demo, we figured out that this one was the best. So, but they did a lot of work on this, and they continue to. So it's going to be a good addition to the township.
And fortunately, Tina, it was the one that you pointed out that you thought was a preferred choice.
I was starting to look at other municipalities around the country, actually, and I was noticing Civic Plus over and over again, and I really liked the layout and just the user-friendliness of them. And once I saw that repetitively, that's why I made that suggestion to you, like that was the one that was my preference.
That was already my preferred vendor after going through I don't know how many, and so I was glad to hear you had the same feelings.
You're welcome.
Thank you. It was a relief. It's like Maxine said, it's a heavy lift. It's going to be one of our most public thing, literally.
And we know we've struggled with things with our format, with user-friendliness, with complaints that we get from the residents that they have difficulty navigating and
finding things.
Yes, or repetitiveness that's not necessary.
From both sides of it, it's really not that easy to work on the back end when you're trying to update stuff. That's not user-friendly that way. And I also know that our search function has been extremely challenging. And that's one of the biggest issues for user-friendliness, finding what you need. When we did a workshop and we were testing with a Civic Plus sites from other townships, and we did some random research, you know, searches, and it came up with, you know, details, specifications, you know, and that was just going out and seeing when it's actually operating.
Yeah. And people go to the website for their information. That's just you type that in and you're going there. So it has to be accessible to the public. It has to be the information that they're looking for quickly, or you get frustrated and you.
It's interesting because in previous boards, one of the metrics was that they should be spending more time on the website. I'm like, if you're shopping, but you're not shopping, you want the information you want and you want to get out.
I particularly like the expanded storage, because not only will it be great for development plans, so people can see what's being proposed, but for our next civic group, I mean, is a great place to put our archives.
Yes.
Yeah. That's going to be good.
Mm-hmm. Ready to move on? Okay.
So these are the three platforms where Upper Marion Township has an account: Facebook, X, and Instagram. The followers for Facebook was 730 after the 2023 hack, and now it's 1,007 in 2025 with a 7.2% increase. X, it was 1,326 in 2024, and since the township is no longer utilizing X as much, they're no longer receiving analytics from X, And currently, followers for Instagram was 3,318 in 2024. And it's now 3,391 followers as of today, with a 1% increase.
There's one more.
And the new social media where Upper Marion Township will be on is Blue Sky, and it currently has 15 followers, but there is no content published on the app. But I know that once content is published on the app, more people will go to and turn to that app to receive information, and that will be the new platform in use instead of X, as more people are turning away from X as because of recent events. So this is to make up for no longer using X.
One of the many methods that we use to get messages out to the public is our LED sign that's here on the corner by the township building. We do job vacancies, we do citizens board vacancies, we do announcing events. We'll put cancellations and emergency alerts up there. I know that several of our employees, our current employees, found out about job openings through the LED sign. Earlier this evening, our pension board, our human resources director was here, and I asked her, has she gotten results? And she says, almost every time we post a job up there, she gets an application from it. So she said, people are sitting at the light and we have a time so that you're going to see, if you're stopped at the light, you're going to see possibly a dozen slides. And the jobs are grouped together, so if you're looking, that's the group you're going to see. So she said it's very effective for them.
And just to give a personal testimony about the LED signs, this is actually how I found out about the vacancy for the Media Communications Advisory Board. So for someone who's been living in the township for a few years and not knowing that we had boards, to be sitting at a red light and seeing that I have the opportunity to serve in this township is a testimonial to the LED sign.
And could I add one other thing?
Sure.
Since we've done the upgrade to the LED sign, the graphics, everything is so improved. It really is. So much easier to read. And the graphics are great on it, and Don does a great job updating it and getting the scroll and everything rolling on it.
Thank you. This photograph really doesn't do the display justice, but this is the type of thing I never would have tried on the previous sign. Just didn't have the resolution.
If I can also just add that the media board has looked into other locations for a second sign, or maybe more than even just a second sign. There are some challenges with some other locations that the media board has looked into, but maybe there will be some other opportunities in the future as to places where a second sign could go. One possibility that I have thought of is the recently acquired Rossi, the recently acquired Damiani parcel that is located off of Allendale Road. That might be a good place to put a sign.
So that's in the works about potential future signs in the township. The more we can get the word out to the people of the township, the better.
And it seems it's worth pursuing because of how effective the existing one is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, another means that we have is there's a monitor out in the atrium here that everybody who's visiting the township building on the upper level gets to see this. This displays also job opportunities, board vacancies, but this also allows us to put up some of our sponsorships. When they buy a sponsorship for an event or something, there's a package option that allows them to have slides on here. So that rotation gives exposure. That's a nice partnership that we have with the companies in the township. So other means are, we do currently use the Ready Monco system available from the county. We are able to use it free of charge. It's just one of the benefits of being in the county. Right now, there's over 5,600 contacts in that list. And we'll use it mostly for emergency alerts, but we will use it for event announcements and things of that nature. Just recently, the community center lost power and had to cancel their meeting, and I used the it probably notified a lot more people that needed to know, but anybody who would be interested to attend would have gotten the message. Now we do put out township lines twice a year, and currently we do it as a digital version online, and we will print a limited amount for be able to give it to people physically. We'll put a quantity over at the community center, and I'll put some out here in the atrium for people who would do prefer a printed copy. Now every week we do the e-newsletter on Friday afternoons. This was the most recent one, and we had to cancel an event, but this was the most recent one. So that's an example of how we get the word out to people that unfortunately it's canceled. But the good news was we're still running the 50-50. So that aspect of the Springtoberfest will still carry on.
We encourage everyone to go to the website and sign up for the e-newsletter, because it's weekly, and it really is up-to-date information that everyone could benefit from. So
that's the most timely, and there's content in there from different departments and community events, and just an array of information. We ran the previous meeting was had to do with flushable wipes. We created a graphic that says save your pipes, don't flush wipes, trying to get the word out that way. That graphic also is on the LED sign, and there's an article planned for the next township lines to go over it. We did it in a previous township lines, and now there's a different article with slightly different information and more emphasis on they're not flushable. So we're getting the word out that way too. So now this demonstrates that our monthly visits on the website has increased. So it justifies the move we're making to get a new website, because I expect that number to go up after we get the better website. And we do maintain the new resident welcome packet that is available online, and you can pick up copies at the administrative reception desk, or we will mail it out to you if you let us know you want one. So now we are still available on Comcast 22 and Verizon 33, so that content is still out there. And on our website, we do live stream that content that's on the cable. It does live stream on our website, and that will continue with the new website. And we've checked some of our areas where we're being viewed, and people are looking at our stuff from around the world. We've gotten, and some of it, but honestly, some of it is some of our police officers have been deployed overseas, and they check it while they're over there.
So I was watching it in Kuwait.
Yeah,
in Djibouti.
Yeah. So you were one of our hits.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I sure was.
Cool. So this is our Vimeo channel. Most of our content gets uploaded to Vimeo, and it's available for on-demand viewing. And there's another sidebar a little bit later I want to mention about this.
Don, how long do you keep those videos on? Is there a time limit?
Indefinitely. Okay. The only one that really, we keep our Board of Supervisors meetings up there for maybe 2 years, and then we take them down. That's the one piece of content that's constantly being uploaded. And there, we do subscribe to a limited amount of storage space. So, when we create a new promo for an upcoming event, we get rid of the old one, things of that nature. So things that, but other things like...
time sensitive.
But things like Remember When, which is not time sensitive.
You keep those.
We have a limited, we have done like, I don't know, 50 Remember When, so we don't have all of them up there.
Are we still doing Remember When or no?
Not as much.
Okay.
I'm trying to get it kicked off again. Now the police have approached us about doing an archive of retired officers. So we're scheduling that and modeling it after Remember When. But I've had a hard time getting people convinced that they should come in and sit down and do it. because they feel like they're not, well, first of all, they're camera shy, but then they tell me they're not, they were never a mover and shaker, so they didn't do anything important. And I said, that's fine. It's about life and community in the township and what your experiences were. And I try to guilt them into it and say, do it for your grandchildren. Leave a legacy. You know, we had an employee here whose father was a teacher at the high school, and she found out through the Remember When that he almost dropped out of school to work to support the family. And he continued his education and became a teacher. I don't know if you remember Fran Murphy. Yeah, he was a football coach and stuff. And she found out watching the show that he almost dropped out.
Wow.
So I thought that was interesting. I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it. Because it's a legacy. You know, it's a history of the township. And I think we're creating an important document with that. Oh, I'm sorry. I just probably, I got a little worked up on that. I didn't talk about this. We have a variety of podcasts that, like the Board of Supervisors meetings every week, we put out, these are all audio because we do so much video, it would be redundant to do this video, but most of our content goes out on podcasts. They're available on the website.
They're just available on our website or on any place where you get your podcasts?
Anyway, no, like Spotify and all the the pod, wherever you get your podcast.
Listen to yourself. My own podcast.
Rants.
My rants.
So this is where I was mentioning that the Vimeo would come up again. So the 57th annual Township Citizen Communications Contest, we enter that every year. I'm always a little bit reserved in my expectations, but I shouldn't have been this year because we won the Outstanding Citizens Communications Award for the entire state. So when it says, so first place for social media, first place for media communications, and that pretty much was the Vimeo channel. I think they were impressed by the amount and the diversity, the array of programming that we have on there. And then we also won second place for our electronic newsletter. But Mr. Wax, did you want to make a note?
Fourth time in 8 years.
No, thank you.
Not fourth time in 8 years winning awards. The Upper Marion PIO office wins awards every year, I think. Fourth time in 8 years receiving the Outstanding Citizen Communication Award, first place for the entire Commonwealth when it comes to second-class townships. Now, they did in the last year or two carve out like an under 5,000 resident award for overall first place, but really overall first place regardless of size.
And we received an email request today as to who was going to be at the PSETS conference and in attendance to accept the award. So we let them know that you will be there.
Will you be there?
No. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I haven't been invited.
It's only an hour drive.
What's happening?
To change that.
Have to change that, Don.
I think that Don should be present.
I think you should, too.
Definitely,
I
agree.
You've just been invited.
It's only an hour drive.
And, at the May Board of Supervisors meeting, I want all four plaques when we get up there and present in front of the entire public.
All right, I'll check my
I think
schedule.
We did that the last time.
You check your schedule, will you?
Yeah. I think we'll be there.
I don't even know the date.
That's very nice. May 9th through the...
No, PSATs is earlier than that.
Yeah.
PSATs
fourth
or seventh, and the business meeting is the Thursday after that.
Right. So you'll have they'll present you with that fourth, the full plaque at the PSAT. We don't have it yet, so you'll get it at the conference.
That is Don's only request for when the board approves a new township building is that he has a bigger award wall.
I thought he was going to look for a studio.
He don't care about the studio. He wants a bigger award.
I've been telling Tony. Is
I thought we were just going to get Don a really thick chain, and he was going to wear the four plaques.
Donnie Flavor Flav.
Yeah. Also, the new name of our chatbot.
Submit that one.
That's a great idea.
I keep telling Tony, if you build a wall big enough for all our certificates, then the studio behind it will be big enough. That's how I was telling her.
That's a good way to do it.
That's one way to
do it. That's very
I've got certificates I haven't framed yet. There's not enough wall space out there. And there's going to be three more.
Yeah.
It's a good problem.
Maybe for the new building, we can have like a window on the world with Don can sit in the studio, you know, have his podcast thing going on there. People can be out like in Today Show, you know.
So we have a 3-minute compilation of some of the work that we've done in the past year that I would like you to take a look at.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Community Connections. I'm your host, Chuck Curlin. Today we'll be talking about Habitat for Humanity.
We just moved here, so that's a starting point for us. We were looking for a new home and we couldn't have found a more welcoming home than coming to Upper Marion Township.
Yeah, I saw that.
Welcome to CUNY Insight. I'm your host, Tom Stanback, and my guest today is Douglas Keene, who is the PA Medic Program Coordinator for RSVP. Welcome to the show, Doug.
Thank you. It's good to be here. PA Medi is a volunteer Medicare counseling service that is controlled by the state of Pennsylvania through the Department of Aging.
As you all know, Upper Marion has problems with stormwater and flooding throughout the township. And a rain garden is a great way to address such a problem. And this is our second one that we've done in the township. We could not do any of this work without the help of our volunteers.
How y'all doing? Have you noticed the night's getting cooler, the day's getting shorter? It's that time of year again for the Fall Fawn Festival at Norton Farm.
Oh, I can't wait to see David.
Exactly. He's
next.
There are a lot of activities to choose from when you visit this neighborhood park. When you arrive, you'll immediately find a tennis court, and upon crossing the walking bridge, you'll discover a basketball court, a picnic pavilion.
So I do want to acknowledge our staff. I'm Don Herbert.
Don,
Tiffany Bellamy is our marketing and communications manager. She primarily handles our social media. She does the newsletter each week. She updates the website and a number of other things. Jeff Verninsky is our new. I want to thank the board for making him full-time last year. It's been a great, I'm going to attribute a lot of his participation and efforts are one of the reasons why we won the state award. And I think his availability has increased. He shot all that footage, not all of it, but all that fire training footage, we shot all of it. We recently acquired a drone and Sean is certified and licensed to fly the drone, and Jeff shot and edited all the other fire footage, which I think is really cool and very dramatic. And the rest of the part-time staff is Andrew McBride, Sean Sealer, and Daniel Shields. And another sidebar, that park video, that series won second place piece that last year. So I thought, and that was done through a BCA grant. That was one of the scholarship programs. So and we've got all of them posted on our website. I think it really enhances our parks pages. If we have time for questions and comments.
I think we were addressing questions and comments during your presentation. Yeah. So thank you so much for this presentation.
I just have one. Don, you're probably not even aware of it, but each year the fire companies submit for awards in the Pennsylvania Firemen's Association's public education award category. And we repeatedly won those. King of Prussia's won it 25 years in a row. Swedesburg's about 20 years in a row. Sweden's about 18 years in a row. One of the major components in there is what you do with UMGA-TV and the number of contacts that are made through UMGA-TV. And we project those numbers. And I think I asked you for those a few years back, and I didn't tell you why I wanted them. The other thing is the bulletin board or the device that's out front, what you call it, Jeff?
LED
sign. All the messages you put on that, all the messages that you put in for fire prevention on all the other sources that you have, all of that goes into our books that we submit, and we've won those awards repeatedly year after year after year. And that's a major component because of the number of contacts that it has and the type of content that it is. So thank you for continuing to do that for public safety.
I appreciate that. Thank you. You're right, I didn't know.
That's something I never knew about.
No, same.
That's
the
news
same.
To me.
Yep.
Did you know about it?
Well, I knew you submitted every year for that, but I didn't realize we were...
You are the first three sections of that report.
I hope I get through. I get out the door.
He's another class.
And this year you can come and collect the award with us.
Yes.
This year you can come and collect the award with us because it's going to be in Freedom Hall. So the meetings will be in Freedom Hall.
I hope I don't get lost.
Yeah.
You don't have to travel the hour.
Be sure to wear your chain with all your other little things.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
At this time, we're going to have a brief recess, and then we will have our final presentation for this evening with the Upper Marion Historical Commission. Thank you.
Thank you.